Our coverage of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine continues. John Clayton, ESPN, with us. This thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's amazing. I mean, I still go back to 90 when I first got here, and there were like 6 to 8 of us reporters, and you were sitting in the lobby of the Holiday Inn. Now we never even get to go to the Holiday Inn because we get the convention center here. They serve free food. You can't get enough. I mean, they ran out of it, as they always do, because the line gets longer. But, you know, it's gone from 7 or 8 to 1,200. Think about that growth.
That's pretty impressive over the years. The Jaguars' perspective of this thing is a big offseason for the Jags. Gus and Dave are back for their fourth season coming up. It's been a struggle the last 3 years, but you've had to rebuild this roster almost from scratch. They scrapped the whole thing. At some point, it's going to turn over.
Yeah, and I think you saw the progress made, because the way it works now in the National Football League, and this is since 2011, is that you physically and professionally can't build up two sides of the ball in 2 years. It literally takes 2 years for each side of the ball. So, you know, 2013 draft overall as a league wasn't that great. And so there was some good products that went to the Jaguars, but probably you look at 2014 and you look at 2015, and what built up? The offense. You know, three receivers, one undrafted, one Pro Bowler, one really good one, and then you have, you know, a quarterback in Blake Bortles who really came on the second year, a running back who has great promise in T.J. Yeldon, and then, you know, improvement on the offensive line. There still needs to be more there, but in 2 years, the offense is now built to a respectable point. They were getting more than a touchdown a game, roughly, than what they were getting the year before. So that's part one. Now it's the defensive buildup. And you know, you like to say it can be done in one. It's probably going to take two, but they can get involved in that and see how fast they can do it. But at least one is starting to be solved.
It'll be an active free agency period for the Jaguars. They have to spend some money at some point, of course, on the draft side of things. Heavy defense there, too, this year. Where do you start in free agency if you're the Jags?
Well, I mean, you still have to be cautious and understand if you're doing it through free agency, you're really only getting parts that may last for a year or two. You rarely sometimes get to the third year of a free agent contract. And so, you know, you need to do better in the draft. So you mix the draft with free agency, and you figure you've got 5 spots on defense that you want to try to get fixed up. And so you balance out with the strength of the draft. Obviously, this is a good defensive line draft, one of the best in many years. So you try to load up with pass rushers, and you load up with defensive tackles. You can get those guys. I mean, you got to continue to get guys in the secondary because there's needs there. I mean, you know the holes in the linebackers. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, Atlanta, their coach Dan Quinn had a history with Bruce Irvin, pass rushing linebacker. You know there's a history with the Jacksonville coach and Gus Bradley. Is Bruce Irvin going to Jacksonville or Atlanta? Which Delta flight is he catching? And so with that in mind, it's like, you know, which one who's going to get that? But I mean, you can see you do a balancing act and then try to follow up the next year and complete the process with another defensive draft.
The draft is key. Dave Caldwell said that from the front. They were going to build for the draft, both sides of the ball. But like you said, that's how successful franchises just continue to grow year after year after year. Really, yeah. About that draft.
Yeah, and it's funny because sometimes even the owners don't recognize it. Jacksonville ownership recognizes it. You have to do it through the draft. So, like, say, for example, just look across and see Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, in the first two rounds, 2-14, 2-15, 5-for-5. Got a left tackle, got a guard, got a wide receiver, a quarterback, and a tight end. They were great. The coach loses his job because the defense didn't get any better. Well, guess what? They didn't draft the defense, but they got the offensive side better. Like I say, it takes the 4 years. Jacksonville ownership recognizes that. You recognize it just takes time. And if you work it out the right way, then you have a core group, because then you get the guys to the second contracts, and then you start stringing playoff wins.
Is Jacksonville a playoff caliber roster this season, in your opinion?
I doubt it. I think they can get close to 500, but I think they're going to need that second draft to get them over the top. And really what you look at, there's a bunch of teams in that category. You know, Oakland is a team that is getting closer. I don't know if they can get to the playoffs this year, but I think they can get there next year. Jacksonville, I think when you look at it, by 2017, they should be on the verge of being a playoff team if they draft right on defense. Because, one, how do you win in this league? You cut down 11 of the 12 playoff teams, 20.2 points allowed or less. That's what you need to do. And if you get the defense to do that with Blake Bortles and the offense, guess what? If you're scoring 24 or 25 and you're giving up 20.2 or less, that's 10 wins. And it's a little easier in this division because, you know, Tennessee's struggling on defense. Houston doesn't have a quarterback, but they have a defense. Indy right now is going through that transition. So it can be done in this division, but of course, I'd say it's more 217 than 216. but I'm optimistic about 217.